Britain announced today that it soon plans to carry out a full-scale exercise in London to prepare for a terror attack. The exercise would simulate a terrorist attack involving biological weapons or a so-called dirty nuclear bomb. Addressing the House of Commons, British Home Secretary David Blunkett said the exercise would test the ability of London's police, fire, and ambulance services to evacuate and treat victims of a terrorist attack. He added that reserved armed forces can also be deployed to help police and civil authorities in the event of a terrorist attack.
It will also be necessary to undertake exercises that enable us to be better prepared, to test out the preparations that have already been put in place, and to be honest about whether those preparations are adequate. And we will, over the weeks ahead, be putting in place such an exercise here in London to make sure that we are satisfied and that we can satisfy this House and the public that we are as prepared as it's possible to be in the real world for any such internal attack, including chemical, biological, radiological, or nuclear attacks.
On Monday, workers and emergency service teams were taught how a decontamination unit would deal with the aftermath of a dirty bomb attack. Prime Minister Tony Blair warned last month that terrorist organizations like Al-Qaeda may try to attack Britain in retaliation for its staunch support of the United States. He said he receives almost daily intelligence reports about threats to British interests. Government officials have said privately it is probably only a matter of time until militants strike somewhere in Britain. Mr. Blunkett also took the opportunity to dismiss a remark by a government adviser who claimed Britain was ill-prepared to deal with the smallpox attack. The Home Secretary argued that adequate amounts of vaccine have been stocked.
There has been in excess of £30 million spent so far in terms of acquiring the necessary vaccines, that over 20 million doses exist in reserve, that on historic information, well over 50% of the population are already vaccinated against smallpox.
In addition to the anti-terrorist exercise in London, Britain is taking other steps to tighten its security. Parliament is about to consider extending anti-terrorism legislation, due to expire next week, that allows the government to detain foreign nationals for security purposes. A new anti-terrorism website is also being launched to provide information to the public about what precautions it can take to help in the fight against terrorism. Dale Gablack, VOA News, London.